It's about something like that. Yeah. Lo yishanu ela lechazik. The Isser of Mas, since we're making this Isser based on the story which happened, the sand, the masmerim which were put in the sandal were there to hold the sandal to the chazik, to strengthen it. Avlanoi mutter. If they're just there to make it look nice, the few these nails, that's mutter. I guess they're sticking up. I can't imagine I'm sticking, just a few of them sticking down. The kamalanoi. So the verse says, how do you differentiate which amount was considered the chazik or lanoi? It's not, you know, the placement, it's not the color, it's the amount. If it's one or two, it's just there as some type of an adornment, as opposed to if it's many, it's going to be there to hold the thing together. So the more I want to know, how do we look at the amount which is considered lanoi? Some more answers. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, chomesh bezeh v'chomesh bezeh. Rechina Omer, sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh. So it means five on each. I think it means five on each. In each sandal, each shoe, or seven in each shoe. Omer Rabbi Yochanan the Rav Shimon bar Abba. So Rabbi Yochanan told his Talmud Shimon bar Abba, Azrael, I will explain to you. The according to my understanding, shtaimikandav achas betarsi yosov. Two on each side of the. So Rashi says, two on the outer side, one on the front, one on the back. Two on the inner side, one on the front, one on the back, and one betarsi yosov is the ritzuas are where they would tie it up. I can't picture exactly how it looks. I can't picture all this period. You put three on the outside of the shoe, three on the inside of the shoe, and one by where the ritzuas are. I'm not sure where do you put a nail where the ritzuas are. Okay. Meisve. Sandal hanoita. So you have a shoe which the sole of it is thicker in some places than the other places. So it's because of the fact that the sole is thicker when you step on it, so it you lean towards the thinner side. So you want to pick up some height that it should be the same height, the front and the back or the back and the front, wherever the problem was. So you want to deal with that problem. So the Braisa says Oyseloy Sheva Diva Ribnason. Rebbe Matzah Beit Gimel. So you put on seven of these, this masmerim, and it gives it height. Again, I'm not sure exactly how that works, it gives it height. But so the Braisa says seven, and the Braisa says 13. Bisham Rebbe Chanina, who the Amr Kirib Nosen. So Rebbe Chanina says, like Rebbe Nosen, seven is permitted. Rebbe Yochanan, the Amr Kamal, Rebbe Yochanan says five, the Braisa says seven and 13, not five. Someone says, "Who Domer Rabbi Nahiroi the Tanya?" He has a different Tana, Rabbi Nahiroi. The Tanya, Rabbi Nahiroi, Omer, "Hey Mutter, v'sheva aser. Five is Mutter, but seven already is aser." Amalei Eifa, Rashi says Eifa was the name of a Chacham. The Rabbi Bar Chano, Atun Tamidi Rabbi Yochanan. He said to him, "You who are the Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan, therefore Avidu Rabbi Yochanan, therefore it behooves you to act like Rabbi Yochanan." But Anan Navik Rabbi Chanina, but we who do not have Masara Dafka like Rabbi Yochanan, we can do like Rabbi Chanina Mimata even seven. What mean Rav Huna mi Rav Ashi? And the Mor says that Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi, "Chamesh Mahu." What did he hold in regards to halacha lemaisa, in regards to chomesh? So Amalei, I feel a zayin mutter. Even seven is mutter. Tes mai, what about nine? Amalei, I feel a ches is also, even eight is also. Okay. I mean, it's... it's difficult to understand exactly the lumbus of the machlokes. Like, you know, five is mutter, seven is osur. Like, what's the argument about exactly? I'm not, you know, it was the Tekunas Chazal that about a very specific case. There, you know, it's coming very, 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 very specific. I'm not sure where they got the ideas from. Okay, Amalei, Boimine Hahum Ratzano Mirabi Ami. So it sounds like a person who's a leather worker, and one of his, you know, what he would do was make things into leather, into shoes. So he asked him the following question: Tafrei mi bifnim mahu. If you put this, Rashi says you put a minel shel or inside of the sandal. You put a layer of or inside. And tough over here is going to mean you connected it some way. You sewed it in. So what's the halach? Armalei mutter. Does that matter? Sandal masamer, because you changed. You did it in a different way.
The nails are not on the inside,
so
the outside.
No, the nails on there, it says tough. If you sew it from inside. So the nails are on the outside, but it's not a normal sandal. And the outside sandal is masumer.
Are the issues that
you're
asking still the nails
on? But you see from the whole Gemara that they only answered exactly, you know, they limited to the story as it happened. So they're using that as the prototype, and that they didn't answer everything. So I don't know whether this is considered a different item than a sandal or not. So Malay mutter blow you down on my time. So he answered back that it is halacha that it's mutter. I have a masar that it's mutter, but I'm not sure why. Omer le Ravashi. So Ravashi said, wait a second. So Ravashi said to Rav Ami, I guess. Lo yodam mar my timer. You don't understand why. Keep the tough from me for name Havalei Minel. Once it's sewn, it has this layer inside. That's how a shoe looks. The sandal goes over Rabbanon, but Minel lo goes over Rabbanon. The Chazal did not ask a Minel Hamasumer. They only asked a sandal Hamasumer. This is not a sandal. Why many Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Abba Bar Avina, also come in Kalbus Mahu? If there's a picture on the side of your Gemara of a kalbus. We had it before this half circle. So it was made to. So if the nails, instead of being a regular nail, they were kalbus nails. They're more like tacks. They have two ends to them, and that's how they put it through. Armalei, so that's mutter. Armalei mutter. The whole thing is covered with masmerim on the bottom. This way, acting as the barrier between the ground and the shoe, and extending the life of the shoe, that the karka shouldn't eat it up. Literally, you know. Gets worn out on the karka. Well, the masmerim will function as the layer which hits the ground.
Taps
to. Right. So mutter, that's mutter. Can I go to the rishayshes? Bryce says like that. Liyotish b'sandal masumer. You can't wear it outside. Liyotayal b'mayis l'bayis. Can't go over from one house to the other. Filam imita l'mita. Even inside the house, in one. Chair to the other chair. I'm not allowed to say you're allowed to carry it. It's muksa. It is muksa, but it's mutter to carry it. Lachasis basically to use it. It's klishmat to leisa, which is mutter to cover something. This is a carry a mita to cover something else or to support a mita. Rav Shimon Oyser, because he said we don't want you picking it up, because next thing you know the guy's going to start wearing it. Nashru roiv masmir mimasmir oisov. if the majority of the nails came out, only four or five are still in it. Most of the Moroshim ask, what does four or five mean? Either four or five, which one do you mean? Is mutter. Rabbi Matar at Sheva. Rabbi permits up to seven. Kipo b'or milamata. If you cover it with a layer of leather on the bottom. V'kavaloi masmeris milamala. I'm not sure if Kabbalah Masmer is a continuation of that case. Or it's two separate cases. But either one is mutter. So Kimin Kalbis, a Kimin Tas, a Kimin Yosed, a Shikipo Kulubi Masmer, or his Kadesh will take Karka Oklos. So all these cases are mutter. See, Kalbis is that they're folded down. Tas, they're like very much flattened. They came more like a layer of metal. Yosed, I guess there's a difference in the way Yosed is a spike, so it's very thick. You cover it all with masmerois in order to protect it from the ground. All those cases, chazal do not aser. That's the price. So hagupa kash. The price itself is difficult. Why amarta noshru roiv mi masmeroisub? The majority of the masmeros came out. So then it's mutter. So if I started out with 25, so if 13 fell out and there's 12 left, it's mutter. Even though there's many there, it's still mutter. But it's only arba chomish in tefeiloi. Then it says four or five or mutter, not more. That so if you're starting with nine, you start. So when you hit you, if you have starting with 11 and you have five left, so the majority fell out. But why four or five? Arba sheisha l'kasha kan shenigmamu kan shenekru. They were depending on if the nails are there and the heads have been cut off. So it's still obvious that there weren't the nails which have been removed were there. So then the roiv is mutter because you can look at and tell that the majority has been removed. However, if they're totally removed, you can't tell how many were there to start with. So they weren't mutter. You know, one with 12 because you start out with 25 because nobody knows you started out with 25. Then they were matzah. When it's 4 or 5, that's when they were matzah. Arba chomesh is mutter. Fetam rakasha hasha chomesh shari arba mi boy. 5 is mutter for sure, 4 is mutter. Arba chisa arba mi sandal katan, chomesh mi sandal gadol. Depending on the size of the sandal, they were matzah either 4 or 5. Okay, we might as well finish off already. Rabbi Matar at Sheva,
small sandal, I mean, isn't it according to your shoe size? I mean,
yeah.
So, I mean, let's say a small person, I mean, a child's sandal would still have the same many nails that an adult sandal would. This is just a bigger shoe. I don't know.
Yeah, if you need a nail every 3/4 of an inch.
Okay.
Yeah. Rabbi Matarat Sheva, Vatanya Rabbi Matarat Shalosh Eser. We had before Bryce, which quoted that Rabbi was Matar up to 13. It's more answers. Noita Shani. The case that Rabbi was Matar was a case where the sandal was uneven, and you're putting it in there to give it balance. So then already he was Matar up to 13. Then he was Matar. But over here it was just a plain regular shoe. Sandal, so they weren't matter up to 13, they only matter up to 7. Mursa Hashta also says, Lahochi, well, now that you've given me this idea of a difference between Noita and non Noita, so Rebbechon Nami Lakasha. So remember, the Bryce originally asked, Rebbechon said 5, and we had a Bryce, the Bryce said either 7 or 13, but not 5. So he asked the Kasha and the Bi'erchanan. So Morris says, well, now that we answered that, we understand the Brisa, which we quoted before, was referring to a case of Noita. So Bi'erchanan says the Stam shoe is Mutter with 5. And the case of Noita is either Mutter either with 7 or 13, but it's not a Kasha and a Bi'erchanan. Noita is shiny. Omer Rav Masna, Avomer Lo Omer Rav Achnavuyi Bar Masna, Omer Rav Masna, either Ramasa said it or his son quoted it in the name of his father. And Allah Kir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that you can't carry it, you can't use it to, as worse than a klishim not to liyaser, because you might come to put it on. We don't pass on like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So why do I need to point it out? We have the general rule, we pass on like the rabbi. Some more answers. You could have mistakenly argued that Rabbi Elazar Shimon's point that it's not the regular din of an issue of picking up muksa and moving it. It's over here, once he has it in his hands, he might put it on. In other words, the Eretz Klishim Latali Yisr, the bad, we're not, you know, we asked that you can't pick up a pencil because you might come to write with it, but we did say you're allowed to pick up a pencil to use it for other purposes. And we said that the person, we're giving him a certain amount of awareness of you shouldn't write on Shabbos. And not wearing a sandal masumra to people is not necessarily the most obvious Yisr. So the concern of him putting it on and walking out with it is fairly, that's what he wears the whole week, that's fairly good chance. So that way we point out we don't pass, we still apply the rule of Yachik of Rabbi. Amr of Chia. Chia is interesting lashon over here. Ilab the Karali Bavloi Shori. If they wouldn't refer to me, I would have said X. Have they not? But I'm afraid that they're going to refer to me as the Hetzedek Babylonian. You know, the cow from Bavel. Had I not had that fear, Shari Isura. I have not been afraid they're going to refer to me as the Bavloi, which is Matar Isura. Shrina Bay Tuva, I would permit a lot of nails. Bekama. How much? These are Amrin. So, they said he would have mounted up to 24. So, Amrin Esin Vatar. The Surah, they say he would have mounted up to 22. I'm assuming that what Rav Chiya is saying, and Rav Chiya had the semi status of a Tana, so he could argue another the Tanoyim, which were mounted the smaller amount, but he didn't feel that was a proper place for him to go. I'm not sure exactly what this concern of being called Bavloi Shari Yisur. Now, if you recall, we had over there in Avodah Zorah, in the second parak. Remember, we had over there that Bazin, which is Matra, three things which are considered established in Klal Yisrael to be Mutter. They get a title of a Bazin, which is Matra Yisur. I mean, Chazal did want to put a sort of like a limit on how far people should go in taking Isur, which have been established on Klal Yisrael, and being mad to them. So they get a title of. So I'm not aware that Rav Chiya was holding by number two, and this is like, you know, that's what he was worried about over here exactly. So there's an argument in Pupadis and Surah whether it was 24 or 22. The way you would remember that. That Rav Chiya left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael, and the way from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, on the road, Pumbedivitsa comes first, Surah comes second, and then you're on your way to Eretz Yisrael. So, say, if you know your geography, you have very good simen, then Ad Osim, Pumbedivitsa, the Surah, Chosatarti. On the way from travel, you always lose things on the way, so you lost two nails from the way from Pupadisa to Surah, so that's the simon to remember that Pupadisa, they said he would have been out to 24, and Surah, they only said he would have been out to 22. Okay, that's the sugya of Sandal Masumra. Let's see Rashi. El Lachazek. What can I tell you? It's on the page somewhere. It's in the narrow lines, it's about 12 lines down in the narrow lines. Middle of the line, El Lachazik. So we said it's only Osir, if they're Lachazik. Shemasmer Sov Nasu Lachazik Ha'ekev Shekaran Solo Ima Pansa Shekaran In Philo. It's come. It's made to hold together the heel of it together with the pansa, which I guess means the front part of it. Aval Noi Mutzer. But if it's just there for decorative purposes, it's mutter. L'gozru ela me'ena ma'ara. They only answered similar to the story which actually happened. Hanu l'chazik hoyu kistam masmerim desandol. In general, masmer put in the put into to hold to strengthen it to hold it together. And that was how the story took place. Shtay mekan tzad chitzon on the outer part of the shoe. Echad berosh tzad etzbos ve'echad tzad kevoy. One in the front and one in the back, and then Mishnayim Lekan Tzapanimi, and then two on the inner part of the shoe, Le'eber Ben Raglaim to the side which is between the feet, again one in front and one in back, and then one by Tarsi Yisov which is Ritzu Yisov by the straps. Tell the Noita Tatan Shalay Ena Shabbat. It's not totally equal in thickness. Sh'av mitzadzeh, v'dak mitzadzeh. It's thicker one side than the other. Kshadaris noitel tzadadak. When you would step, the person would end up leaning towards the thinner end. Tzarechak bioi. And so we need to heighten the other side. Sh'eshav tzad shekinet. It should now be equal in height to the other side. So using these masmerim, so add some height, so that's mutter up to 7, up to 14. Eifas Shem Chochem, a Baruch Rebbe Chava, the Papadisa Hava. It was the name of the son of Rebbe Chanino, Rebbe Rechava, from Papadisa, and his name was Eifas. So Rebbe Fnim, Shadas and Minol Shal Or, Lefnim and a sandal. So, if we picture our sandal the way we picture a sandal, so you could put like a layer inside of Or, which would make it into more like a shoe. Tofra is Purdiritz Belas. He sewed it in. Mutter, Shemater Birchon, but time will done. So, if one said here for a Birchon, it's Mutter, I'm not sure why. She said, I don't know what your problem is. Now it's not a shoe, it's not a sandal anymore, now it's a shoe. Okay. Then, Mutter, Lekvayim, Loi, Maser, Mem, Bechutz. So it's a minhag, they were matter to put on a minhag these masmer. And he asked them, what about if you made the masmer also the masmer kamin kalbus? Belaz is tain tefillin, which means shnei roshim chadin has two sharp ends, kufin, and the thing is bent over. Shnei roshim be'etz, and you put both ends into the eitz. Where do we have this word kalbus? Community besoyta, kalbus shal barzel matilin lo the sofia. They would hold their mouth open by putting this kalbus of barzel to hold the mat, would prevent her from shutting her mouth. So it was a half circle type of thing which held the mouth open. Mutter, hold when he sent him a shar masmer, it's different than regular nails. Doloy goz elemenum, or again, they only answered something which is like the story which took place. Kipol milamato, they covered with ore, so that's mutter. Al matalta soy the tars kli love. The chama said you can't wear it, but you could move it if necessary. And the rosh of Shimon was oiser dema osel lenarlo because if anyone comes to wear it. Nashu roy masmer esav. If the majority of the nails came out. Come in for Shalom Mercy and explain when's that mutter. It's mutter. However, Nishtana can be commercial hoya. So since it's no longer how it was when the shoe didn't start out with many more nails, and now it's missing them, it's mutter. The main hamara goes again, it's not similar to the way it was originally. Did I lose the place, imagine? Yeah, no, it's okay. Minimar goes. A soul of Rosh Masmer Rochav Kimintas, so the head of it was like a very flat, like a plate. Shaso Chad, or was very sharp, Kimin Yosid, like a spike. That's Mutter. Samaras the Stira, he said the majority comes out, I'll go this chair too, but as long as it's the minority of the original amount, it's mutter. Then you said three or four or five. So the answer is Shenigma Mu, in the mouth, they were cut off on top. Rishuma Nikr, you can still see that they were there. Besecha Eitz. Filtuba, the Hon Ninkr, the Shenik Shabriyasa. So you can tell it's not the way it was originally, because you can still see that they're there. But Shenekul Agamri, if they're totally removed, Shenik Nikr, Shahayi Ba Yoser, you can't tell how much more was more there. Then Dalar Hey in Tve Loi, only four or five and not more. Via, that's how I heard from a Rebbe. Levi, I think his name was Ritzach ben Yehuda Levi. Veloshen Chavera Ipcha. My other Rebbe said the opposite. And not, Rashi doesn't explain what's the logic behind that. That Nigmamu was only mutter. I think the argument then would be if they're still there partially, so they're only matter a smaller amount. But if they're totally removed, they're matter more. Some more asked the Kasha on Stir and Rebbe. Is it 7 or is it 13? Night is shiny. Shekulin Tzrichin L'Hashvayisai Vein Echad Mehen L'Chazi. So all of the nails over there, just they give more height to balance it out, that's why they're mounted more. Some more says Hashdos is L'Hochi L'Chalik Bein Night of the Shein Night. Now that you're saying that we're going to be mounted more nails by case of Night. So the price before, which he asked in Berechon, and the Berechon Nami, the Kaparat Al-Elm, you asked from Berechon before Minor from this price. But Amrin, you asked the Amr command, who's it going like? He can Amr the Tutsi. Now you can answer, L'Elm Kerebi Nosin, Kalakrim Nosin, that seven is mutter by the case of Naita. But he holds in general, only five is mutter, because Naita is shiny. The Hasim Matar Acheva, Abel Ein Naita, Hey, Vesuloi. The same way in Rebbe, you're telling me that Noit 13 is mutter, non Noit 7 is mutter. So Ram Rasan also, he said Noit 7 is mutter, non Noit only 5 is mutter. So he said, you don't pass the Shem Lazar. Why do you need to tell me that? The Mistarba Taima, the Osir, the Taltal, Shema Yinal Lenoi. It makes sense why he would ask to move it, potentially because he's afraid he might come to wear it. Kamashwa, you don't say that. Avoishari served Rebchiyah and Babel have a kamina besuka. All the Rebchiyah and Bona the Yisur they came back from Babel, and they established this halacha. So you see, they came from Babel. So I'm the Babylonian cow. So verse the simon is at the also Rebchiyah kishalom in Babel Eretz Yisrael uba derech Surya mikupadisa. He traveled from Pupadisa to Surya. So he lost two of his nails along the way. So that's the simon. The surah chaser tarti daima etzel daima. It's not obviously the point. I'm not sure what Rashi means. I think Rashi might mean. And he's saying that we're just drawing a parallel type of point. Obviously, that wasn't, you know, there's no logic to say that Pupadisha Shemata more and or less because of their proximity to Eretz Israel. You're saying that the Moshul has that element of comparison. Okay, well, let me also Bisman Shem Baragwa Malka. Hayesh Baragwa Malka is Nafik. But if he does have a Malka, he could go out. Which one of the 2 feet, the one with the maka, one without the maka, which one is wearing the shoe? He's wearing the shoe on the foot which has the maka. The alma kasavar. So apparently, what Rav Huna holds is sandal the shum tsar of it. Sandal's purpose was to protect the person from the getting. Irritated and hurt from the stepping on the ground, the hard bumps on the ground. So when they see a person wearing only one, we'll say he's wearing it. Bets him his feet are fairly hard and they can take the hard ground. But one of those feet is delicate, so you see, he has a maka on it, so that's why he's wearing. So not going to be chush at him that they're not going to laugh at him, and they might pick it up, or they're not going to be chush at him that he has another one hidden. All right, fine. Because that's how people will perceive it. Here, by Rav Omar, you wear the shoe on the other foot. Amokasabra, the shum tanago, but in general, the sandal was used something to make it. Wasn't just to prevent tsar, but it wasn't to prevent tsar, it was to make it more comfortable, just a question of comfort. So therefore it's normal to wear it on a regular foot to protect him against the ground, even though he can handle it, but it's more comfortable. But it has the maka, so the shoe doesn't go on. I guess he has some type of bandage, something like that. I mean, how did he walk under those circumstances? He probably hopped, limped. Rashi says he limped, so he wouldn't put his weight on it totally. So the most of Rav Yechon several of the hard to Rav Huna, Rav Yechon halak Rav Huna that sandals from Tsar. Tomele Rav Yechon and the Rav Shimon bar Abba. So that he asked his Talmud Rav Shimon bar Abba, "Havli misanoi, please give me my shoe." Yevle diyamin. So he gave him one shoe, gave him the right foot. Tomele asisu maka. So you're making me look like I'm a person who walks with only one foot, one shoe, because I have a maka on my foot. That's why he only gave me one. So he gave him the right one, which is what he's going to put on first. So that being so means you're giving me the shoe to put on the foot, which looks like it has a maka. That's like you put the shoe on the one which has the maka. The Mora says, "Dilma Tripkiya Bar Rav Sirle." V'Hachi Kamar Sisa Shal Small Maka. Maybe what he meant to say was, if you give me the right shoe, the only one shoe to put on, so then you're making the other foot look like it has a maka. And the derech was to wear the shoe on the foot which doesn't have a maka. So why is that conclusively held like Rav Huna? And Lazar Biachan Latamei, Domer Biachan Kitfilin, Kachman Allen, Matfilin Bismal, Afman Allen Bismal. So that would fit Rabiachan and Shita because Rabiachan holds you put the left foot on first. So if he holds you put the left foot on first and you give him the right shoe, what you're saying is you can't put a shoe on the left foot because it has a maka, so you're putting on the right. Sounds like your Kibar Av. So Morrison may say, well, that's what Birchon holds. We have a price that says, Kushul Noel, Noel shall you mean, Noel shall smell. You put on your shoes, you put on the right, and then you put on the left. So what's the Birchon saying? You put on the left first. Amr of Yosef, so Morrison says, interesting response. Hasha the Tanya Hachi, Vamar Birchon Hachi, the Ovid Hachi Ovid, the Ovid Hachi Ovid. Now we have a Brisa one way, Birchon the other way. Either we do, we're good. So, in other words, he's understanding that Birchon was saying that not like the Brisa. So, Bai says, where do you see that? I'm like, Bai, Dumur Birchon, Homas Nisa, Loi Havishmile. Havishmile, Havahonabe. So how do you know that you have a right to do either way? Maybe had Rabbi Yechon been aware of the Braisa, he would have been a Kaiser, and therefore he wouldn't have argued on the Braisa. So you can't go like Rabbi Yechon because we who do have the Braisa know that he would not have passed him like that. The Mors of Inami Shmilei B'Kesavar Ein Halacha Kaisim Mishnah. Even if he heard about it, and he said that We don't pass it like that, Braisa. It's what he held. Still, Amar Nachum, Yitzchak, Yerushimayim, Yitzchak, Yedei Shteyin. Yerushimayim should do be Yitzchak both. So I think the more saying, instead of doing like one or the other, you should do like both. Manu, who was that? Mar Berei de Ravna. That's the Mar Berei de Ravna. Hechi Abba, how do you do that? Sign, which is what we do. Sign the Amine, Relay Kotter. He put on the right, did not tie it. Sign the small, he puts on the left. So he put the, here he put the right foot on before the left. Which is what the Bryce says to do. The Kotter, then he ties the left. What are Kotter? The Amine, then he ties the right. Which that's parallel to Tefillin, where Tefillin is the issue of tying. So you tie on the left before you tie on the right. Yes. Rav Ashi, Chazina, Rav Kahana, the Likopid. I said Rav Kahana was not Makbid. I'm not sure what he means. He wasn't Makbid to be Yetzin Deishteyam. I guess he would just do what the Brisa says. You know what? Let's finish off the Brisa. We'll leave the Rashi's for tomorrow. Tan Rabbanan. Kishu Noyel, Noyel Shal Yamin. Ba'akach Noyel Shal Smol. When you put on shoes, you put this is the Brisa which you had before. You put the right foot on first, then the left. Kishu chalitz, but the opposite, when you're removing the shoes, chalitz shall smell, but how can chalitz shall yamin? First you take off the left, then the right. So the right always gets the chashivas of being on with first and being taken off last. Kishu roichetz, the person is washing himself. Roichetz shall yamin. He washes his right side before his left. When he's putting on his, he's anointing himself with oil. They put on the right and then the left. So if you have, you're putting after they would, after they would eat meals, they would put on oils on their hands to take off the smell from the food. So they would do the right hand before the left. Person is planning to do it in his whole body. Sach roisha tchila neshu melech al kol evorim. The roish goes first because that's the melech and all of the evorim, and then the rest of the body. And the head obviously doesn't. Not going on right or left in the head itself. Okay, leave Rashi for tomorrow. Yeah, we should be good. Following week gets a little more.